I can already see that there's a lot put in place to try to be a lot more encouraging and guiding for the user.
Aha! Something visual for me to understand the entire process. This is great. Okay, so I'm at the first step. Welcome to WikiCommons, a repository of images, sound, and movies that anyone can freely download and use. Add to humanity's knowledge by uploading files that could be used for an educational purpose. All right, great. That's perfect. That already has me inspired and makes me feel good about what I'm already intending to do.
It's easier. I guess it's better not to have all the text thrown at you at once, like on that previous page.
It's nice to have all the steps laid out for you and, like, explanations of how to do things that are visually, like, clean, you know, the prototype for the Wikimedia Commons, I think it was, like, had the arrows and all the steps laid out, and it was just easy to follow and not text everywhere, and you have to read every little thing.
I think this is a really vast improvement on the current upload process.
Oh, this was great. This was a 10, easily. I'm actually very happy through this process. It brings me a little bit of joy and, you know, upload more files. Yeah, I kind of want to do that.
This was a lot easier. This was more like an 8.
A 10.
10? Great.
Yeah, it was easier than any sort of file upload that I think I've ever used.
Fantastic.
Very straightforward.
I'm seeing this bar, and I like that because that tells me there's four things, and it's telling me there's a process and where I am visually in the process. I like that so much better than a step one, step two, step three, step four.
So having the four steps up top so they know it's sort of coming at them and they can prepare themselves, that's great.
I like the smoothness of it, and I like how it's user-friendly, and I like how it's fairly stripped down. I like it doesn't burden you with reading pages and pages of text, and you know, as I said when we at the time, it maybe could do with just a little bit more explanation of the differences between the different licenses.
Mm-hmm.
But I think overall, this is the approach that I like. I think you know, with the proviso that I made at the time, maybe have just some little link or even like an alt text where you hover over it and it tells you what the different licenses mean. I think with that proviso, I think it's really, really good. I would support implementing something like this.
I think the new upload feature for Wikimedia Commons is a big improvement. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot less intimidating. It's dealing with the selection, like selecting a copyright license in a lot more easy, humane, safe way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like such a touchy subject here, so, you know, people are afraid and they don't want to get sued or something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a big improvement.
Great.
It's a lot more sort of, it follows a lot more of a conventional path that seems to have developed just from a lot of different apps and software and sites and everything else going on online, where this sort of basic conventional process has been developed and we've become accustomed to it, so it's probably good not to mess with that too much now that we have some idea what we're doing as a population whole.
It gave me nice, concise pieces of information at the time that I wanted it and needed it. And from that, there was a flow where, you know, once I was on to the next step, more information was given to me at the next step when I was ready, right? So there was an element of brevity and simplicity and basically this invisible guiding hand that took me the process but still made me feel like I own the process, that made it very helpful and very delightful to use.
Keep on making the site more user-friendly, because before, it didn't seem that way, you know, because everything requires a somewhat rudimentary knowledge of all this coding and all that for Wikipedia. And that was just kind of a something that kind of kept me from really getting involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, I'm just more of a passive user of it, just reading articles and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, more user-friendliness is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's Web 2.0 now, right? Everybody should get involved.